You know, at the Lapps, when we were in Norway on a trip in 1925, Bestefar was with us. See, Hjördis and I and a friend, we went on a cruise to North Cape. And one of the places where we stopped was in a Laplanders encampment. And they were, it was in July, so they were on summer encampment living in tents. And they were out with their reindeer herds. And of course the reindeer herds were molting, so they were the awfulest looking things. You know, they had little dots of fur on them and dots of their thing. Well, these Lapps were all dressed up in their beautiful costumes. They were the dirtiest things I ever saw. Their hands looked filthy. And, oh, and they were selling things that they'd made from reindeer horns to look like knife handles and knives with bone handles and combs and sealskin shoes and things like that, and reindeer leather shoes, very interesting things. But I said to the girls, don't touch them, they look like they're just full of germs. You have to, don't buy anything that you can't scrub, because they were just filthy. Maybe I was a little bit too, I suppose if I hadn't seen it, what I buy nowadays, it can be just as filthy, but I don't see them. Well, anyway, that, they had the bone things that they made, and handles of things from bone, and so I'm sure the comb must have been a bone comb, not plastic at that time. Let me see what else stories. Well, then the father went on, and of course he became a mate. He was on a sailing ship, and they sailed off on trips to South America, all over on these sailing ships. It took them 2 or 3 years before they'd come back to port. And then finally they got married. He was very young when they got married, about early 20s. And then in order to go up in the grades, he would have to study navigation. He had to have navigation and mathematics and computing things and everything. And he was... he knew how to run the vessel because he'd gone up from able seaman right on up the grades, second mate, and third mate, and first mate, and then captain. And he was captain of a sailing vessel by the name of George Seeley, S-E-E-L-E-Y, Seeley. Was very well equipped sailing ship. And then I think that was lost at sea. That was shipwrecked on Newfoundland, I think. And then he was made captain of the largest tramp steamer that came out of Bergen, Norway. And that was built in England for a Norwegian company. And so he came, that was built, and he took it over when the year that I was born. So Uncle Dick had been down in England with him while the ship was being equipped and everything ready to go out. And then they told him that he had a little sister. Well, he wasn't too enthusiastic about that. But anyway, that was the time when I was born. So Bestefar was in England then. And then he sailed into Bergen. I think the first time he came in with the ship was in when I was 3 years old. And his mother and father were both living then, and his mother saw the ship, saw him sailing it in. And of course, she was very proud of him. And she died, I think, that same year that he had sailed into Bergen. But we went with him then. I was 3 years old at the time. And so he took Sigrid and Richard and Hjördis and myself and my mother. And we went, sailed with him from Bergen to the Mediterranean. We went to Italy and Naples. Naples, I mean. We went to, what's the name of that, where the volcano covered the
Pompeii.
And for years, you know, when I broke up the house in Brooklyn in 1960, we had about 15 big photographs of Pompeii and you know, the things that you could see there that we had seen. Of course, I didn't remember anything except I'd seen those pictures all my life. And then in Italy, and your father always tells this funny story about that I had told him that if he came to Italy, the nuns would be the first ones on board the ship. And so he tells the story that when he got to Italy with the Navy, the first ones on board were the nuns begging for help and so forth. But anyway, so the tradition held on. But I was just a little blonde kid, and Hjördis also was a little blondie. And so, of course, they thought we were beautiful because we were so blonde. And so they wanted to kiss me. My sister Sigrid didn't want them to kiss me because she was afraid that they'd give me germs. But they were teasing her because they said, "You're just jealous because they don't want to kiss you." But in the meantime, they had all kinds of fruits and things they were selling. And I must have eaten something that, because I got some kind of Asiatic stomach thing. So I got terribly sick, and they thought that I was going to die. And my father had to doctor me with the doctor book. I mean, he didn't know from here. He was a captain knows enough medical things to help his crew, but that's quite different from medicine for a little girl of 3 years old. So they finally went into Gibraltar, and the ship came in with the yellow flag, which is the quarantine flag, and so that was quite an event, you see. And then a doctor came out and examined me and gave me some kind of powders for, and what Dad had done was just about the only thing that could be done, and I had enough evidently in my background to withstand the thing. So they had even started discussing how they were going to make a coffin for me, so it was pretty bad, you know. But anyway, we got home back to Norway, and by that time my grandmother had died, so that was the year she died, when I was 3 years old. So now let's see you push it down again.